views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Now here's your host of Connections Radio, Brenda Thine.
Welcome to Connections Radio. Isn't that 50? That's the first time I've heard that. That's lovely. Today is Wednesday, and I would like to welcome you all to this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday radio show, Connections Radio Show, with me, your host, Brenda Thine. Hi, Benny. Benny's here, and he's going to be looking after us as well. So hello, Benny.
Hey, good day, and welcome back.
Awesome. Thank you. What a wonderful time it is. I keep saying that word today because I really want it to be a wonderful Wednesday for everyone, and I wish that for everyone. Today is a day definitely about communication, and I'd like to get a message out to you today. At some point, we will be taking some calls, and so maybe the message will come through a mini-read for those who take the time and would like to have a question or two answered. So we're going to open the phone lines up in a little bit and take some callers. But today we're also going to talk about something that is so awesome that I have to offer people, an opportunity that is life-changing and completely magical in so many ways. And that is, we're going to talk about the Magic and Miracles program that Merlin the Wizard brought to me a couple of years back. And I would like to open up the phone lines also to those who have taken this course in the past to offer us their and share some of their thoughts and feelings about how it transformed their lives, because I know every single body who takes this course is transformed by it. It seems that no matter what it is you need or are looking for or require in your spiritual growth and development at this time, you get with this course. Merlin kind of works his magic within you and the space that is you, and you really don't have to do a whole lot of anything. Just be willing and show up. So it's really quite an amazing experience for people, and I really want to talk a bit about that today as we enjoy this wonderful, wacky Wednesday. We're going to throw that word in there now, too. One of my final shows here on Transformation Talk Radio as Connections Radio Show is getting to its year mark. We have been doing this for a year. I co-hosted with Pat for quite a while and sort of started flying out of the nest on my own a little bit a couple months back, and it's been a wonderful journey, I have to say, and the people here are amazing. What an amazing experience it's been for me. So that's why I thought it was interesting that today that as my wonderful, amazing experience is concluding, I can offer an opportunity for people to begin with one of their own, and that is, let's talk about that Magic and Miracle program with Merlin. So today, as well, I would also like to mention we are heading into the equinox, which is, of course, such an important time for people. The energies are already stirring. But at this particular moment, for the next 10 days anyway, until that equinox comes into play, we have the last of 2014 energy on its way out the door that I can feel. It's been my experience for as long as I have watched the energy patterns, that flow across the planet, I feel and have found in my experience that, often the New Year's energy does not get anchored fully in until about the equinox. That's when you really know it's here, and the last of anything from last year is completely gone. You don't even feel it anymore. It's as if someone shut the door, and all of a sudden we know, okay, case closed, that's done and over with. We have nothing that's going to come back and, be a little remnant or a trailing or anything like that. So this time, this last 10 days, is really a wrapping up of that 2014 energy, and people are feeling it. There's a lot of passings happening right now. People are letting go and moving into new space, transitioning into the afterlife to enjoy a resting time, I think, until the next incarnation or the next experience that they choose to have. We have so much of that happening right now, and as well as this 2014 energy is letting go, we also have the final push of truth and integrity that we are seeing. And so if you are experiencing a lot right now because of this particular energy, your truth and integrity are going to empower you, and you just need to know to get into that space to really move you into the new energy that's coming in, which is all about application and abundance. That truth and integrity space of last year, 2014, has really propelled so many people and pushed them to do the work that needed to be done to step up into their power, so that in this year they can really reap those rewards and find those blessings that came because of the lesson. And I'm always one who, you can ask anybody who knows me, I'm always talking about the blessings and the lessons, because you will always find them together. And it doesn't matter what you go through, you will find both if you look and you take the time to see. So with that being said, people have some questions about where they're going to be in the next couple of weeks, and what's shifting for them and what's coming for them. And, you know, have they done the work and have they managed to get themselves to a place that is ready for the new? And so today, that's what the phone lines are going to be opened for, to offer you an opportunity to have a quick question or two answered about where you're going, what's new for you. Merlin, who works with me, and I'm so blessed and honored to even be in communication with such an amazing being, because he is so patient and wise, and maybe that's not always the experience with some people, because when you sometimes know him, he can really get you pushed, and push you to do things. But and sometimes it feels like he's being impatient, but he's not. Trust me, he just wants to see us maximize our potential. So that's what he does. And so Merlin has really helped me push myself into new spaces. And Merlin's idea of new is all about naturally expanded work, and every single one of us is new right now, and we're heading with the new that we are now into a new that we've created. And so this is exciting times for every single body. So with that being said, as I look and see where we are wonderfully moving into this first break time coming up. I'm also going to give away a reading, a half-hour reading today, later on in the show, and it'll be to whatever particular call or when the window opens up is first one in. But I would like to offer that experience to connect for a half-hour reading and to get a little deeper insight into what's new for you and how you are all new and ready to explore a new space. So this is Wednesday. This is Connections Radio Show, and I am Brenda Thine, and I welcome you to what is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for people to explore magic and miracles. So for just a moment, we're going to chat briefly about the coaching package that Merlin brought to me. A couple of years ago, I noticed the presence around me, and as I tuned into it, and for those of you who are new to the show, I've been psychic my whole life and have been really tuned in for as long as I can remember anyway, in communication to other areas of existence and whatnot. And so, when you're like that and you live like that, you become aware of certain energies and you start to, you're able to differentiate between them. And I recognize this to be an energy I had known before but not recognized so much in this particular lifetime. And when it came to be, a more of a daily occurrence, I recognized him to be Merlin the Magician, the incredibly alchemically wise wizard from the historical story of King Arthur and Guinevere, of Avalon and Glastonbury and Camelot and all of that wonderful chivalry stuff. And he's just an amazing energy. He is, of course, the Ascended Master of Saint Germain in a different aspect and different form. And so I'm honored to have that opportunity to be connected to such an amazing being. But Merlin decided it was time for people to really get the work done. And so many people are tired of working. There's too many people are doing too many jobs. Too much work is going on, and so people shy away from doing the inner work that, of course, really takes some time and some patience and some willingness. And so I decided that it was important for people to just be willing and to step up, and that he would be okay with helping them do the work from inside. So he's assembled a team, an amazing team of alchemists who came together to provide us with a 12-week program. Each one takes a week and offers you lessons, and we'll explore them, a little bit more in depth after our break. But it is quite an amazing experience for people, and I have to say, just the fact that you are willing activates the work. And it's kind of like God pushes the start button, and the next thing you know, it's all go. So with that, I have hopefully left you a little bit intrigued here, and we will take a moment and take a break, and I will connect with you about this particular course again after this particular break. So we'll see you in a moment on Connections Radio Show. I'm Brenda Thine.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com. Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Justin, did you hear Asher Fox on the Dr. Pat Show?
No, I didn't.
He was great. He told us about a special offer that he put together just for Dr. Pat Show listeners.
Oh, that's cool.
All you have to do is go to StopCravingsToolkit.com to receive your free Stop Cravings Toolkit.
Oh, I'm going to go there right now.
I think you totally should. Go to StopCravingsToolkit.com to receive your free Stop Cravings Toolkit from Asher Fox. It's the only way to get your three powerful tools to instantly stop cravings and take control of your life today.
Welcome back. This is Connections Radio Show, and I am Brenda Thine. And today we are chatting about the most incredibly magical transformational course that I can say that I've even come across in many years of being out there and having a look around, let me tell you, the Magic and Miracles program that Merlin the Magician puts on through me, rather. And so today we were chatting about that, and I do want to talk a little bit more about it because I have to tell you, it covers so much ground. It is so fulfilling, and it is so about so many different things and so many aspects of ourselves that are all wrapped up into the one program that I can't say enough about it. And believe you me, have I got a talking gift here, and I have talked and plenty about it. So, and I still can't think of all of the things that I want to say. So bear with me while we try this. But 12 weeks is the program, and it seems to just fly by. People at the end of it often go, I can't believe it's over, and oh my goodness, what am I going to do, you know, the next couple of weeks, because we get dependent on that wonderful experience of the weekly meditation that comes with it and the weekly phone call at the end of that week that tones it all together, brings it all together, and really offers insight into the magical formula that you are literally becoming. That is actually, there is an alchemy that happens within you that Merlin activates, and all of his team members come in to add their own specific element to that beautiful brew. We'll call it an alchemy brew. And so there's 12 weeks, 12, well, actually more than that, different beings that come in to also bring you lessons and blessings and insight that is just invaluable. I can't say anything other than that. That is absolutely invaluable, because what you get from it is exactly what you need. If you're looking to develop your psychic abilities, your spiritual development, you know, all of those things, then you're going to get that through this course. You're also going to, you know, you're going to learn about your power and who you are, and you're going to recognize things that, you know, you can learn to develop in a stronger way, not just necessarily spiritually and psychically, but even emotional traits and things like that. You're also going to let go of things. You're going to do work that allows you, or work's going to be done through you, that allows you to let go of things that no longer serve you. And all of these things just happen in a progression that Merlin put together as incredible formula for everybody's personal success, to move into that shining being that was once led and is now golden. And we're all golden underneath, really. I think it's just about sort of becoming what is from within anyway, but letting go of those layers and shedding those skins are extremely important, and it happens through this course. If you want to learn about self-love, that's a byproduct. These, you know, the psychic development seems to be a side effect of this course. You know, all of it works to completely empower and enlighten you. And so this is something you must check out. And you can find information about this on my website. It is brendathine.com. That's BrendaThyne.com. And you could look up under coaching, and you'll find all of the info. There's everything you need, a course outline, and everything else is right there. It begins in March at the equinox, and he runs them specifically at the equinoxes and the solstices. Every 3 months, there is a program starting, and it's just incredible. So I encourage those who've taken this course in the past to please give us a call and let us know your thoughts on it. I would love to hear from you again, and we've been running it for a couple of years now, and we've had wonderful success with it, and everybody gets an amazing experience out of it. So I do welcome that. And also, we've opened the phone line, so if you have one or two questions or even just something you'd like to say or share, please do give us a call. The number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819, and you can chat with Benny for a moment and get yourself ready for a question with Brenda. I understand there's somebody waiting right now, Benny. Do we have a moment to take that call?
Yeah, I would love to bring her on. It's Melissa calling in from Linwood. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Melissa. How are you today?
Oh, I'm lovely, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
So, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of shifting and a lot of positive things has been just finally happening. And I've been doing a lot of work, a lot of self-work, and a lot of loving, healing energies, sending it out and trying to open my psychic abilities. And so I might be having an opportunity to go to Germany for this training, and I'm just, and it's for body work and stuff like that. And I was just wondering, you know, what's that about? Is that going to transform, or is something else going to be coming? You know, like my psychic abilities or something, stuff like that.
You got a lot going on right now. You've actually done quite a bit of work, and from what I can feel, anyway, you are perfectly positioned for the three or four opportunities that are going to present themselves to you. Yes, there is an opportunity to head that way, to explore something in that region. But I want to tell you, too, that there's actually there's something to the west of you. Okay, I'm not sure where you are exactly, but just to the west of you, like, and I mean like immediate west of you, if you're like if you're in a state, I feel like it might be in the next state. There's something calling you there, and I kind of feel like it's desert area or something like that. Perhaps maybe a little bit south of you. Are you near Sedona?
I'm in Washington.
Washington. So I just feel like you need to go towards the like the arid places, like the, you know, the desert kind of spaces, like Sedona and Colorado and maybe those kinds of places. But I just feel like there's something there for you as well that's going to call you soon, and it's a more of a shamanic practice. But there's a whole bunch of opportunity for you. And you actually have another opportunity coming that's going to take you into a deeper spiritual sense of yourself than you've ever known before, and that's actually going to come through a healing modality, but a different one than you're aware of just yet. It won't show up for about 7 to maybe 14 days, just after the equinox comes in. And when it does, you'll know it. It'll just kind of pop, and you'll go, oh, look at that. What is that? And you'll have already started to mull over the other options and the other opportunities for yourself. But this is just, this just captivates you a little bit. And you'll need to feel it out for yourself. I actually feel like it doesn't really matter which one you go with. They're all soul calling, every one of them. You'll get something from every single experience. And, of course, I'm going to mention the coaching program because that would give you just, you know, everything you're looking for as well. So there's all those opportunities available to you. You just have to trust that your resonation with whichever one is going to lead you first. But there are, like I said, the Germany one is definitely one. To the south of you or to the west of you is important. The healing modality that pops up out of nowhere, and, of course, the coaching. There's just a different feel to each of them, but you will feel which one resonates mostly with you. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
You already have a feeling. Like, that's why you're kind of drawn to the one in Germany. But the Germany one actually just, I think, is connected to a past life for you. I think there's some kind of connection there for you, that there's some sort of what I want to call an inherent wisdom that comes, sort of is activated through that experience.
Okay.
And there's some interesting etheric temples above Germany. You should check out
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Go and check out some of the Ascended Master and the Archangel retreats up that way in the etheric temples above, like, Lower Saxony and places like that.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
So maybe that's where the learning is going to come in. Maybe that's where the training will come in for you.
You can
get a lot of information online, too, but it's very cool. And you're ready for all of it, I have to say. It doesn't really matter which one you take. You're ready for all of them. You're just, like, eager. You just don't know. You know, it's like being in the ice cream parlor and not, you know, you don't have a favorite flavor.
I just want them all.
Right? I want them all, exactly. You know, you can only have
I want to know everything.
I know, right? Give it all. But I have to tell you, you got to know, it's an amazing opportunity for you. You just have to learn to trust what feelings do come to you, okay? Because you'll find repetitive feelings, and you'll be drawn in certain spaces, in certain places. Just go with
Great.
And trust. You've got wonderful
Thank you.
Opportunity.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care. You have a great day.
All right, well, leaves another line open, Brenda, and you can join us, 800-930-2819. And we actually do have another caller standing by, so let's bring on Lily. And Lily is calling in from Maple Valley. So, Lily, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lily. What a lovely name you have.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I enjoy it.
You should. It's just a smile bringer, you know?
It works well for me. Okay.
Oh, good. Well, you wear it well, my dear, I must say.
Thank you. Well, I'm calling in because I lost my mother on the 13th of February, and there's two parts of this. we never connected. I felt like I was the daughter. I'm sorry, I was the mother, and she was my daughter. Mm. It was the weirdest thing, and no matter what, in our years of being together, it never bonded. And so it's kind of like a mixed feeling about that. And then the other part of this question is, I feel like my life is like a country western blues song. You know, you lose your mother, you lose your dog, you lose. I mean, it's like a lot of loss. You know what I mean by that?
Yep.
Okay, so that's where I'm at. Okay.
Got it.
Well, I guess that's okay.
So here's what I want to say. First of all, I am sorry for your loss. I absolutely know where you're at. I lost my mother on the 11th of February. We were very disconnected. Yes, we were actually doing a radio show that day, and I don't even know how I did it, but I did. Yeah, she passed that morning, and I did the radio show that afternoon. Well, here in Ontario, anyway. You know, we were disconnected for the last few years, and I understand that concept. And because in a way, as a child, I very much felt that I was sort of always taking care of her, you know, and always looking after her. And she had her own little issues and things, and I would sort of step up and. I have to say that's a past life deal. What I've really come to understand, Lily, is that it's a past life thing that you're working out a soul contract with, that there's a lot going on behind the scenes. Mostly what you need to do is let go, forgive, and accept what you need to accept to be able to move forward, and then just move forward with it, release. Because to wonder what was and to, you know, to look for what wasn't, you know, it takes time, and it will. And I have to say, because even this morning was, because it's only been a month exactly today, it's trying, right? It takes time. So just know that even though you were very disconnected, you felt that, you know, maybe there wasn't necessarily the bonding that you were looking for. There was a bond. It just wasn't what you were looking, what you thought you should see. So again, there's maybe a perspective that you can look at that may be differently here. And I want you to honor yourself. Because you stepped up, and regardless of how it challenged you to have that kind of relationship with her, you continued, no matter what, to do it. Did you not? Yeah, every single time.
Even her, at her funeral, I honored her. At her funeral, I honored her. No one would ever known that we would disconnect. They thought, oh, how powerful.
Yeah.
How powerful.
Because of you. Because of you and your willingness, and you know, obviously because of her and her willingness as well, too. But look what you taught people as well, right? Those who really knew the truth and really saw what was going on, the dynamic, really learned from that, that the perseverance and love unconditional is everything, And that's what you did, right? That's what you showed, and that's what you shone. So I honor you, Lily, for that, because that's wonderful that you did that and you committed to that. And, yeah, you're going to need to take some time, so please make sure you do that. Give yourself whatever time you need. You're going to go through a whole range of emotions. This is my first dealing with grief, to be honest, aside from a cat and a friend. And quite frankly, it is a whole new world, isn't it? So
it's life is not the way. I mean, it's like a different chapter because, I mean, in the night of, and this Friday the 13th will be a month for my loss. And but the 9th of January, I lost my dog. And it's like, you know, your dog and your mother in the same time and everything else. But it's just like the whole, it's a whole perspective looking at death. It's like looking at death and seeing, I guess, with what I'm going through, the whole death process.
And seeing the life in it is difficult sometimes. You know, I will say, too, that in the loss, we often find a new life. And what I've discovered is going through some of my mom's stuff is, that very thing that, you know, I discovered pictures that I'd never seen before, a whole new aspect to my mother, a whole new chapter to her that I never knew. And that really helps to bring me to a new space, too, where I recognize, again, the soul's journey. That's what it comes down to, right? We're all here doing something, and she's here learning her lessons, or she was here doing her thing, and just as your mom was here doing her thing, and let's just hope we all graduated the way we wanted to. So we can move on, up the ladder. But God bless you, honey, and take your time with things. But I can tell you, you've got a wonderful opportunity, tons of opportunity, 6 to 8 weeks for you. Everything's going to shift huge. The sun is going to shine so bright, and you're going to smell so many roses and see them. It's going to be wonderful.
Thank you, Brenda. I appreciate your time.
And God bless you. And with that, I think we need to go for a break. Thanks, Benny.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Do you feel stuck with fear and anxiety? Have you tried everything to get rid of these emotions, but nothing seemed to work? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands of people to overcome fear and anxiety and build a new foundation of confidence and inner peace. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar and learn how you can transform your life in less than 3 months. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Connections Radio Show, and this is Brenda Thine. We've been chatting with a couple of callers, and we've been chatting about the Magic and Miracles coaching program that Merlin the Wizard brings to people and offering them the opportunity to transform themselves from lead to golden. And it's been just a wonderful day so far. We're at the halfway point to this show. And as I said at the beginning, I'm going to be giving away a free half-hour reading to the first caller who's coming in. And I know that we have a caller waiting already, so I would love to chat with her, but that line is now going to be open for that caller calling in for the free half-hour reading. And please do give yourself a chance to do that. 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819 for a free half-hour reading with me. It's wonderful, if I do say so myself.
Well, how could you not? You've been giving out sample versions of it the last half hour of the show. So why wouldn't you want to get in on this for free, people?
Exactly. Exactly, Benny. And it's all good for everyone. So please do give us a call and let's chat with this lovely person who has been waiting so patiently on the line to chat with me. Who do we got, Benny?
Yep. Let's take Beth calling in from Snohomish area. Beth, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, good morning, Beth. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm calling because I just left my doctor's office this morning. I had an appointment and went through this, like, crazy list of symptoms that I have. And, you know, what I find with doctors, which is frustrating, is that they treat symptoms and not actual causes. And I really want to get to the root cause of what's going on with me and how I can, you know, what can I do to help heal myself? Because, you know, I've done lots of visualization, and I've done, you know, work in that area. And at this point, I'm still where I've been for a long time,
mm-hmm.
physically.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's because you have got to the root, have you? And you're God bless you, but I'm going to say, because I can say it because I'm a Taurus, and some people call me stubborn, but I think you share that.
Yeah, we do share
bit.
That. I am
and
a Taurus,
say this. I'm going to say this loud and clear. Stubborn is only stubborn to those it's not working for.
Okay.
Because, you know, as a Taurus, I am determined. I am absolutely determined, and that, when it works for me, is not stubborn. You have definitely got a couple of things you need to address. And I would love to actually take extra time with you later on if you would like to leave your name, because I do see something in particular I would like to talk to you about. And I don't want to talk about it right now on the air, but I will tell you, I will tell you, you are so ready for this healing. You're so fed up with what everybody else has said to you. You just...
Uh-huh.
You're done with that. You have absolutely no patience left for that stuff. And so it's all about you and what you know you feel inside. They're not listening. And again, it is the symptoms, right? It's that throw a pill at it, we'll just cover it all up, it's a Band-Aid, yada, yada. And nobody knows the long-term effects of these pills because they haven't been around long enough for anybody to know it yet. So, I mean, to me, I would say definitely move into the natural space of healing for yourself, but go within. Go within, because you have an incredible amount of power, and it's like right there, ready for you to sort of, it's waiting for you to say, oh, that's you. I see what you are. I see what you're all about, and I'm going to let it go. It has some stuff to do with past life, but mostly it has to do with this lifetime. So I would love it. I would love it if you could take the time, Beth, to just drop your name and maybe your email address off to Benny there at the end of this call, and or get a hold of me, brendathine.com, and we can definitely go a little further with this. You know, everything is... What I want to say is I personally believe that we have all the power that we need for whatever we need it for, whether that's a healing, whether that's to shift us, whether that's to do whatever it is. And we just have to know that and believe
it. I do believe that, absolutely.
Yeah. And that's why I said I know you can do this. I know you can do this. I do see that there's some stuff that hasn't sort of come to the surface for you yet that just needs to kind of look at, that's all. Once you look at that, then the rest of it will come like that, like it snap right in. So, yeah, definitely. Leave your number or whatever with Benny there, and I'll chat with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Sounds good, Beth. Take care. You have a wonderful Wednesday.
Thank you, you too.
God bless.
Perfect.
All right, Benny.
Yep.
We
did very well. We actually gave away our 30-minute sessions to our winner, and we also have another caller waiting in the queue. So why don't we bring on Vivian, who's calling in from Renton. So Vivian, welcome to the show, and Brenda Fine.
Hey. Thank you. Hi, Brenda.
Hello, Vivian. You have a lovely name.
Oh, thank you.
I get all the best names today. Isn't that wonderful? All my favorite names.
I know. I like the name Lily, too.
Isn't it lovely? Yeah. And Vivian is a beautiful name. Absolutely. And it's sacred to me. So good for you. Thank you for sharing it with me.
Thank you very much.
How can I help you, honey?
Well, I feel like I'm stuck. And I don't know why, because I have my dream job, a wonderful family, and I just feel a little bit stuck, and I would like to get past that so that I can get back to being my happy, skippy self.
Yeah. You've hit a bit of a lull, that's all. Actually, what I'm feeling is that you're searching for something that speaks to your spirit.
Yep.
And while... yes, you have contentment with your family and your job and all of those wonderful things. It's not that you're lacking, so to speak. It's just that you know that there's something more that is kind of, I want to even say, maybe tantalizing you a little bit. You know, it's just sort of peeking around the corner and going, hey, look at me. It sort of helps you to bring everything into balance. I want to ask you what you do for creativity. What do you allow yourself to, how do you allow yourself to express creativity through your and through whatever time you give?
Well, actually, it's Sorry?
Do you paint or write? Or?
No. A lot of that is expressed through my job because as a veterinary technician, my nurturing abilities come out with my patients, and that brings me great joy and a relief and fulfillment. And then for fun, I like to shoot pool. I like to read. I enjoy our own personal pets at home. But no, I don't have an outlet for creativity as far as painting or writing.
Do you like to sing?
In fact, I don't think I'm good at any of that.
Aha. And there we have it. All right. Well,
yes,
I'm going to tell you.
I just felt that, yes.
You do. And you know what? I think whether it's singing or maybe you like to dance or whatever it may be, there's something that you can do. And yes, we do. Listen, and you have a job you love. And when you have a job you love to do, you don't work a day in your life. I get that. And I do the very same thing. So I'm truly blessed and honored with that as well. But I also find that there's another aspect to me that needs to sort of be, loud or maybe just expressive, right, in a different way. And so every once in a while, I like to throw on some tunes and sing loud at the top of my lungs, and not that the dogs are, running away or anything, but certainly just to get the energy out, because you have a lot of joy and stuff flowing through you, and I think it wants to sort of be shared with the world, right? So it's to be expressed outward. And that's why I look for that a creative outlet for you, because you have a way to, you do obviously share it and show it with your job. But that's also within guidelines, right? There's boundaries there. There's rules. There's, things you have to follow.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily
absolutely
free.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Maybe that's what we're looking for. Maybe pick up a paint. You can do. Maybe go and
maybe
sign
I
up.
Could do that.
Yeah, you know what? I know you can do that. Every single one of us is a creative being. You've created an incredible life for yourself already, so the canvas of your life is already a beautiful painting. Just think of what you could do when you decide to explore other artistic ability that you have. So whether it is painting or singing or writing or dancing or whatever, maybe you like
maybe
to...
Maybe it's songwriting.
Yeah, I know you can write poems.
Yes, I can write poems. And I've written songs in the past, but I don't know where they are. But maybe I can bring that back up, because that brings me joy as well.
There you go. And you're
letting it
shared with the world, my dear. Send me one of those songs. I would love to hear it.
Okay, I will.
Beautiful. God bless you.
And you.
Thank you. You have a lovely day.
Yeah, thanks, Vivian, for calling in. And I don't know, Brenda, do you think we have time for one more caller before the end of the show?
I think we do. Maybe just one more.
All right, let's do it. Let's bring out the number once again, 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. We'll take that caller as quick as we can, and let's just sneak off to a quick break. And you are listening to Brenda Thine and her show. Be right back.
Hey, Justin, did you hear Asher Fox on the Dr. Pat Show?
No, I didn't.
He was great. He told us about a special offer that he put together just for Dr. Pat Show listeners.
Oh, that's cool.
All you have to do is go to StopCravingsToolkit.com to receive your free Stop Cravings Toolkit.
Oh, I'm going
to
go there right now.
I think you totally should. Go to StopCravingsToolkit.com to receive your free Stop Cravings Toolkit from Asher Fox. It's the only way to get your three powerful tools to instantly stop cravings and take control of your life today.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Welcome back. You're listening to Connections Radio Show, and I am Brenda Fine. It's been a wonderful hour, and we've been taking calls, chatting with people. I've been talking about the Magic and Miracles coaching program that Merlin the Magician puts on through me, and we've been having a wonderful time today just expressing all of the things that Magic and Miracles can bring in our lives. Bring into our lives, rather, whether it's through creativity and or healing or whatever it may be for you. So we've opened the phone lines, and we gave away a half-hour reading, which was really exciting. So congratulations to the winner of that. But we do have someone waiting, I believe, on the phone to ask a couple of questions, perhaps. And so who do we have there, Benny?
Yep, we have time for one more caller, hopefully towards the end of the show. It's Sharon calling in from Connecticut. So, Sharon, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Sharon.
Hello. Hi. Thank you so much. I've just been going through lately a lot of work stress. I work in the nursing field, and I found some ethical matters that came up, and I reported them, and they weren't dealt with appropriately, and I found myself in a box, which has caused me much strife and stress. And I just want to know, I'm also feeling like this might be a change for me in life coming up, and what you might feel recommend for me.
Yeah, this has definitely brought you to a place that you needed to see. You needed to see everything happening just as it is. You were on the other side of things for a while until this all happened. And then when you came into truth and integrity, and you really pushed that envelope, all of a sudden you saw things from a completely different perspective. I think what you recognize here is that you no longer work in this field. You really don't work in this field. Do you know what I mean by like? Mm-hmm. It just doesn't resonate with you. And it's time for a change. You have kind of outgrown a lot of the rules and the regulations that you've had to live by for a very long time. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Things have shifted. It's just not it's not the same as it used to be. And I know everything old is new again, but at the same time, we also have to look for new when we're done with the old. And so definitely feel like it's time for you to grow and shift. I want to say, too, that there's going to be, there is going to be some sort of an unveiling or a revelation that's going to come through with this particular matter, okay? And although it hasn't been noted yet, it will come out in the next 20 days that I'm hearing, and then things will be different, okay? But at the same time, like I said, I feel like you've outgrown it.
So it's mm-hmm. You said an unveiling or a...
Like a revelation. There's going to be some sort of a revealing.
Revelation.
Right? Something's going to come mm-hmm. to light. And then mm-hmm. and then you have that choice. Do I want to stay or don't I? You know, and I really feel like it's time mm-hmm. to move on. And I think that's one of those things
yeah.
where you kind of look at it and go, you know what? I'm glad I saw that. That's exactly what I needed, and that's the push I needed, and that was all I needed. because
Yay.
You know what? And you feel great thinking about it. Automatically, your
yeah.
solar plexus jumps, and you're like, right on. Then what's next? Then right on.
Yeah.
If I'm going forward, then great. I will tell you, by August, you will have a brand new lineup of things to do, okay? A whole different array of things that you can do that will offer you exciting opportunities left, right, and center is what I feel. Something significant
Great.
About August for you.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, so happy. Yeah.
Good for you, honey. Yeah.
Alrighty,
and friendofmine.com. Keep me posted. Let me know how you're doing. I'd
will.
Love everybody to
Thank
keep
you
me
for
posted
your kindness.
On this stuff. God bless you. Thank
I will
you so
do.
Much for calling in.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You, my dear. Well, that's wonderful. Lots of stuff is coming for everybody. We've all done such big work. Come on. The rewards have to be here, right? Trust me, they are. It's just a matter of hanging in there and waiting it out. We have a little bit of time left, like I said, about 10 days left of this 2014 energy. The truth and the integrity are still pushing hard to the finish line. So just know that if you're caught up in the drama or, you know, the experience of that, it is the last of it. And I don't mean that we don't have to deal with truth and integrity again. It just means that everything is now pushed into that new space. And when we move into that new space, as we move into it, we are truth and integrity. And the whole world is going to reflect that at some point. You wait and see. Most of us are going to have to come back a couple times to see it, but that's okay. We're good. And it's been a wonderful day, I have to say. So what a wonderful journey it's been also over the last year, spending time with you all on Transformation Talk Radio. An absolute blast developing this Connections Radio show for myself here. I'm Brenda Fine, and please check out the Magic and Miracles program with Merlin. You won't regret it. I can guarantee you, you will get whatever it is you're looking for from that course. And that's the only thing I can say about it, guaranteeing you of anything, is that whatever it is you need, they will work it out for you. It's God pushes the start button, and it all just falls into place. You just got to show up, even if it's in your jammies on the couch with a nice cup of tea. As long as you're there, the work will get done. And you just got to be willing, like I said. So take some time today. Think about where you want to be in the new year, because the new year, although we've already had a couple months come by it, really does just begin with the equinox, and it is a time of abundance for everybody. And because we've done the work, because we've come through it, we're gathering the blessings and the lessons to see that abundance, and it is amazing for every single one. So take some time. Remember what it is you've created. Remember what it is you were planning for, what it was you were dreaming of and praying for, because it's all coming for everyone this year, people. The eight is all about that. Infinite supply, abundance, and application. Use it, and you will love it, let me tell you. So, BrendaFine.com, that's where you can find me. You can find me also on Facebook as Brenda Fine, or also Connections Resource Center. Also, take some time and check out the message from Merlin. Messages from Merlin every day, just about Monday to Friday anyway. Merlin gives me a message to channel through, and we put it out there for everyone to read. It is amazing how accurate it is with people's minds and how in sync he truly is with everyone down here. And that should tell you right there why the course works so well, because he knows where people are, and he knows where we're at, and he knows where we're going. So on that note, please enjoy this wonderful time, this wonderful day, and this wonderful year. I'm not sure when I'll talk to you again on Transformation Talk Radio. This may just be my last show, and if it is, I had a blast. If it's not, then I'll see you again as a surprise in whatever way that shows up. But because I believe in magic and miracles, I know that they are here for everyone. So enjoy. Look. You'll see them. You got to look for magic. That way you can see it. And miracles, well, they're all about a shift in perception. Just remember that. So enjoy. God bless you. And check me out on BrendaFine.com and look up the messages from Merlin on Facebook and all of those wonderful things. And I say hello, God bless everybody, and goodbye for now. Take care, and off we go, Benny, into the wild blue yonder. Take care. Bye-bye.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Justin, did you hear Asher Fox on the Dr. Pat Show?
No, I didn't.
He was great. He told us about a special offer that he put together just for Dr. Pat Show listeners.
Oh, that's cool.
All you have to do is go to StopCravingsToolkit.com to receive your free Stop Cravings Toolkit.
Oh, I'm going
to
go there right now.
I think you totally should. Go to StopCravingsToolkit.com to receive your free Stop Cravings Toolkit from Asher Fox. It's the only way to get your three powerful tools to instantly stop cravings and take control of your life today.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.